from one happy moment to the next, we now have Professor Meena Rao, the chair of the University Senate's Conference, to give the Senate's Conference report. Thank you, Dr. Rao.
Thank you, Dr. Chairman Quartz and Dr. Quartz, members of the Board of Trustees, President Killeen, Chancellors Ameridis Jones and Koch, and colleagues. I'm honored to be here on such a momentous occasion, and it's my honor to address all of you at this last meeting of the board for the academic year 2017-2018, and to provide to you an update of the accomplishments of the University Senate's Conference for this past year. Central to our goals of this year were to fulfill our responsibilities of representing the faculty of the entire University of Illinois to facilitate communication between the senates of the three universities, between President Killeen and the Board of Trustees, us and President Killeen and the Board of Trustees, for the common good of the University of Illinois, its three universities, and all of our regional campuses. I have this slide here. Whoops. USC, the University Senate's Conference, has 20 elected representatives, two from each campus, and the rest of the distribution is based on total faculty numbers. Our composition are 10 members from UIUC, 7 from UIC, and 3 from UIS. Our functions are advisory to the president and, through the president, to the Board of Trustees. We also advise the president with periodic and regular reviews of the vice presidents. We play a coordinating role by facilitating communication among the three senates and, when necessary, help coordinate their actions. We also review the actions of the senates. Shared governance practices are robust, with the president sharing with us information and seeking our input on proposals and ideas before they become public while respecting the limits of confidentiality. Likewise, we alert him to items that are of concern to us. We appreciate this frank discussion and are cognizant that, like all healthy partnerships, this needs constant and continuous nurturing and attention. It has been a pleasure to work with President Killeen, EBPA Wilson, VPs Seidel and Ghosh, and we thank them for their time with the University Senate's Conference and for their dedicated service to the university. In terms of our operations, we have an executive committee that meets monthly via teleconference to discuss time-sensitive items and to set the agenda and priorities for our monthly meetings. The University Senate's conference is composed of the following members, and we are organized into committees that parallel the board committees. The asterisks depict the chairs of the committees. Nick Barbulis serves as the chair of the Statutes and Governance Committee. Mary Jo Ledoux did for Health Affairs. Holly Johnson for Finance, Budget, and Benefits Committee, and Kathy Novak for the Academic Affairs and Research Committee. The University Senate's conference as a whole met 10 times in the past academic year in day-long meetings. Our day-long meetings included a two-hour intense meeting with President Killeen and EBPA Wilson and special invited guests. We also held a day-and-a-half retreat in September, much like you're going to do tomorrow, to set the broader agenda and priority for the next year. This was an exciting and busy year for the USC, the year starting off with the euphoria of having to deal with a budget for the first time in 2 years, and ending with the promise of another approved budget with a modest increase, and the promise of resources for the decade-long overdue capital budget. Although VP Ghosh talked about the last appropriation for the ACT building it being in 2010, I remember being present at board meetings when it was first appropriated in 2003. So this has been a longstanding love affair with the state for the capital budget. We thank all of you and the advocacy efforts of the faculty, staff, students, and alumni that led to the hopeful financial picture. We especially want to thank the board for supporting the university administration's request for the FY 2019 budget proposal. This proposal asked for resources based on our true needs rather than the sums projected by various state agencies to be, quote unquote, a reasonable request of the state. While the amount the university requested in our proposal was not awarded to the full extent, nevertheless, the ask was important and your support was exceedingly important. In terms of our USC guests, we were delighted that two members of the board shared their time with us, Trustee King in the fall and Chairman Quartz most recently in June of this year. Our Senate conference meetings rotate between the three university sites, and we meet with our host chancellors who address faculty issues pertinent to their university. We thank them for their time and their insightful and informative comments. We also meet with new members of their team, as we did with UIS Provost Papini and VCR Dungy and Urbana's Associate VC Khanna. We've had a couple of productive discussions with VP EDI Seidel, especially centered around Discovery Partners Institute, and one with VP Ghosh. Under President Killeen's suggestions, we met with Director Davis of the IGPA, Provost Poser about the John Marshall Law School Initiative, and Associate VP Painter about faculty concerns regarding the classification and hiring of academic professionals, matters of extreme importance to us faculty. This year, we streamlined the functioning of our committees, and I want to publicly acknowledge the USC members for their dedicated service. The work of each committee was discussed with the USC as a whole, and where necessary action was taken. To highlight some of the issues uppermost in our minds, Academic Affairs dealt with the conflict of commitment and interest that the Academic Affairs Committee heard about earlier today. We've spent a lot of time on DPI. We've talked about faculty and the role of IGPA. The Finance and Budget and Benefits Committee continues to be involved in thinking about the salary programs, prospects for a capital budget, financing for the DPI, reduction and potential reductions in health benefits, possible shift in pension costs to the universities, and debt financing. The Hospital and Health Affairs Committee is grappling with issues of making sure that counseling support is available to students, faculty, and staff at our three campuses, a delicate issue that needs continuous attention. The Statutes and Governance Committee has dealt with general rule statutes and the status of IGPA. This has been a very productive year for us, and especially the Statutes and Governance Committee, and the fruits of this labor will surface in front of this board over the next 2 years. We decided early in the year that rather than submit changes in the statutes and general rules to this group as in piecemeal fashion, we were going to compile complete packages and submit it to the president of the board. With EVPA Wilson's office and legal counsel, the Statutes and Governance Committee has made tremendous strides in changing the language of the general rules to reflect the new nomenclature of three universities of Illinois rather than three campuses, and to ensure clarity and consistency. The general rules revisions are almost complete, but we are awaiting corrections in the very important section of Article 3 on intellectual property, where we believe the process of shared governance is playing a very critical role. These corrections have to yet be approved by the three senates, and the revised general rules package should probably reach you in the next academic year. A number of statutory changes have also been enacted by the three senates and are in a holding pattern waiting to be submitted with the total revised statutes. We modified the University Senate Conference bylaws, which will also be submitted as part of this package. In 2018 and 2019, we proposed to focus on finalizing the changes in the statutes to improve clarity, again, to reflect the nomenclature of the use of the three universities within one system. Finally, there are changes in the statutes that reflect differences between faculty and administration. These will be resolved in continuing discussions with administration and with legal counsel, after which they'll need to be again discussed and presented to the three separate university senates. We project a 2019-2020 completion for those discussions and presentations to the board. As I mentioned earlier, we provided feedback from the Senate's conference and the three senates to EBPA Wilson on the updated conflict of commitment and conflict of interest policy, and one of our members served on her committee. We participated in the search process for the appointment of the VP Finance, thereby completing the president's executive term team, and we congratulate him for that. We've given extensive thought and discussion to providing advice on the evolution of the DPI concept. This is an exciting opportunity, and our role as shared governance is to help assure the maintenance of quality academic programming, It is to ensure that shared governance is involved in the proposed new structure and to ensure that the faculty who are not involved in DPI are not disadvantaged due to resource diversion or to limited resources. We reviewed information provided by UIC and advised the president of our unanimous support for the John Marshall Law School acquisition merger proposal. We provided advice on a large number of different initiatives, the PELP, strategic planning, III, the IPAC, Distinguished Faculty Recruitment Program, and IGPA. Finally, we advocate for the processes that will improve our efficiency while underscoring the impact of the UI system on the state. In this regard, again, I want to underscore that we as a group were disappointed with the Illinois Board of Higher Education recommendation of asking us to propose a budget that was similar to last year's, and we think that that did not serve the institution, and therefore we resoundingly and enthusiastically supported the president's budget ask because that realistically reflects our needs. University Senate's conference is the conduit for shared governance and is critical to the faculty. As the University of Illinois faculty do not have a seat at the table of the Board of Trustees, we greatly appreciate the opportunity for USC to present faculty perspectives to the board at every meeting. In September, as the chair, I presented, I spoke to you about our aims, and now I'm summarizing our accomplishments and ongoing works. At the November meeting, Professor Burbulis shared with you our thinking on the important and delicate issues of campus climate and freedom of expression, a topic that continues to be of great importance to us. At the following two meetings, we described the universities as contemporary frontiers and spoke of the far-reaching impact of our faculty research. It is the driver for our excellence. At the January meeting, Professor DeBerry Spence provided an overview of the university research ecosystem, its far reach into society, and its many linkages with a specific example of how faculty use community-engaged research as a driver for teaching and service. At the March meeting, Professor Haverlock provided another example of how research in the humanities and her initial explorations into the mythology of the River Jordan as a dividing line led to her to develop the Freshwater Lab to help us understand the past and possible futures of water. At the May meeting, Professor Ranjan Kari outlined some of USC's views on faculty challenges, the yin and yang of a growing enrollment in fixed tuition, the need to maintain competitive faculty to student ratios, with slow growth in recruitment of faculty, maintaining the academic standards for which we are noted, and dealing with the consequences of 2 years of zero budget in terms of competitive salaries. We look forward to continuing this interaction with the board and are available for further conduits of engagement. Next year, the executive committee will be led by Dr. Joyce Tolliver of the Urbana University and co-chaired by Professor Sandra DeGroot of UIC. Finally, as elected representatives of the faculty of the three universities, we continue to look forward to working with you to uphold the values that have made the University of Illinois a center of excellence in research, teaching, scholarship, and societal impact. I'd like to end this on a personal note of reminiscence and thanks. I've been with the university for almost 35 years in many faculty and administrative capacities. The past year has been an enjoyable and enriching experience to serve with a dedicated group of volunteer colleagues who I once viewed from the other side of the table when I was an administrator. I have one job left at this university of being a formal student. So extension courses, here I come. Thank you. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Questions or comments?
Good.
Professor Rao, could you remain at the podium just for a second?
Tim, would you like to join us?
What did I do?
Served well.
Thank you. Oops, that's mine. I think that's
this yours. Must be me.
Dr. Rao, you have served as chair of the University Senate's conference for the past year, and as you complete your tenure as chair, we wish to recognize you for your role in making shared governance so important to this board. This memento contains but a suggestion of our deep appreciation to you for all you have done to strengthen governance on many levels at the university. On behalf of the Board of Trustees, I wish to present you with this token of our esteem.
Well, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Congratulations. Maybe we get a picture.
Ooh, photo opportunity.